I am not a mask. I'm not a guy that's going to beat you up about a mask. I've never asked anyone about a mask. I've never said, sir, why don't you have a mask? I just don't do it. It's not my job. Someone tells me to wear a mask, I say, yes, sir. I don't fight. You probably don't believe me. You probably think I'm an annoying person, that I'm always raising hell. I don't do it. And if I could have my wife on this show, she would tell you, out in public, man, I'm hanging with my family. Now, if someone's getting hurt or if someone needs my help and asks, I help. But I don't say, why don't you have a mask? Why aren't you vaccinated? I'm not going to do it. Giant Eagle has the sweetest, kindest people at their door to help you with your mask. I do whatever they say, man. And my kids are the same. They listen to us. We play along, man. And we all should. Now, I brought my 10-year-old. No, that's Vince. He doesn't qualify yet. I brought my 14-year-old to get vaccine yesterday. And she, it was amazing, by the way. It was at Mount Lebanon High School. Really well run, amazingly organized. UPMC folks were amazing. And on the way home, my daughter told me that several of her friends aren't getting the vaccine because their mother said, if they get the vaccine, they won't be able to have babies. That's just ignorant. That annoys me to no end. But I would not tell that parent. I just wouldn't. But it's frustrating. It's confusing, and the information out there is troublesome. That kind of information. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining me. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, that can be frustrating as hell, getting bad information out there and scaring people. Can it not, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And we've been dealing with this literally for the last 14 or 15 months with all kinds of things. And look, we all know that the studies continue to evolve and change, and data comes out, you know, on just on everything, how far you can 6 feet away, and if you touch a surface, and, you know, all the wash your hands for 20 seconds, you know, that was a big thing early on, and that's gone away in many ways, right? It's more about the aerosol, the breathing, you know, that type of thing. And now with the vaccines, that has changed everything. And yesterday's announcement was something we've all been waiting for a long, long time. And I just think it's extremely good news.
Okay. Because I'm confused as hell about it. And I hope you understand why. There's mixed messages, county versus state, state versus country. Fitz, no one knows what the hell to do. And I know you understand this. Do you know specifically what the deal is, sir? Like, are we going along with the CDC saying no masks in certain areas, or are we following the state mandate? We're still under a mask plan. Help us out. Clarify.
The state has said they're following the CDC. The CDC has said if you're vaccinated, meaning 2 weeks beyond your second shot, you don't have to wear a mask. That's clear. The county is following the state. The state is following the CDC. So different organizations, it comes out on a Thursday afternoon. So if you work at a certain office and that the office still has the rule of wearing your mask, I'm assuming that's all going to start changing very quickly. Maybe not by today. It didn't happen. But I think by Monday or next week, you're going to have the CDC guidelines are going to be in place. So if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, certainly outside. And the only places I've seen inside are very crowded places like buses, airplanes, hospitals, those type of facilities.
But isn't it, it gets so confusing, though, because isn't there discretion of an individual business owner that can say, to hell with that, you're still wearing masks?
I assume they could overrule or decide they want to do that. But I think what we've seen for the most part is people, companies follow the CDC guidelines. They can certainly go beyond that. I mean, people could say, I want everybody wearing a mask in this facility for whatever reason. Maybe you're in a dangerous manufacturing where there's a lot of airborne pollutants or whatever, so people wear a mask. But for the most part, again, what Dr. Walensky did yesterday would say the studies are clear. If you are vaccinated, meaning again, beyond the 2-week period, you don't have to wear a mask. And I think it was very, I think it's been very clear, but I get.
Hold on. I've got Raz sitting here. So was it clear to you? Because it wasn't clear to me that the same rule applied with the county as with the country. Was it clear to you?
Well, I've got it from the state. So it's the first I saw of it was that the state was going to follow the CDC guidelines. And then the only other difference that I saw that seemed, like a slight difference was that if you haven't had your vaccinations, you need to continue wearing a mask until we hit 70% of adults in PA.
That's what's confusing to us. I got to be honest. So what is that rule, Fitz? What is that?
I think what the state is saying is once, and we'll find out if they do it this way, once we reach 70% of the state population fully vaccinated, then what they may do is say everybody can take off their mask. But at this point, Paul is exactly right. What they've said is now all the vaccinated people can take off their masks. The unvaccinated people are to continue wearing their masks. And maybe at some point in the future, and we're kind of a long way from that. Even in Allegheny County, where we're 70% one shot in arms, we're not 70% fully vaccinated yet. We're barely 50. Well, I don't even think we hit the 50% fully vaccinated. So we're still probably a good month or 6 weeks away before we hit this 70% fully vaccinated mark of the population.
But you can tell, though, that it's a little confusing to folks, right?
I guess. But if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you do have to wear your mask.
Unless, of course, the rules change at your workplace or the environment you're in. If it's crowded, like how do you even determine the size of the crowd, man?
Again, they've given a few definitions of buses and airplanes and hospitals, but for the most part,
How about the Pens game?
The Pens game, you don't have to wear your mask if you're vaccinated.
How about a Pirate game?
Same thing. If you're not vaccinated, you need to wear your mask. If you are vaccinated, you can take off your mask. In an office, now again, when you're in a private facility, they can make different rules. They can make you wear goggles. They can make you wear,
Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? So Giant Eagle's making people wear masks, yet Shop and Save says no. You have to admit, it's kind of a difficult time for people to kind of know what to do.
I get that. But, the government cannot say to and order private business and everything. So, again, this comes out on a Thursday afternoon.
Right.
We're all trying to process it. But really, the simple fact is, if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask.
Unless you're a Giant Eagle. Unless you're a Giant Eagle. I'm just... Then you can get in an argument with the folks at Giant Eagle.
Yeah, you can get in an argument. You can do that. I understand that.
Yeah.
It's like smoking. Are you supposed to be 10 feet from the door? Yes, you are, or whatever the smoking regulations say. But I think what ultimately happens is we're going to see more peer pressure. Because think about it.
Hey, Fitz, can you hang around for a few minutes?
Yeah.
All right, man. I am not by any means picking on Rich Fitzgerald. He's just the county executive, and he knows this stuff. And I'm not trying to get sideways with you on this, but I'm telling you, man, and I'm going to read you verbatim text, and I appreciate you always give folks clarity. So, Mark Sorreo, he owns Oakmont Bakery, has a couple hundred employees. He said, Marty, this is very confusing for businesses. Customers and employees are irritated because we're afraid to allow no masks because of the health department. What's the rule, man?
The rule is just now what it was said by the CDC. If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask.
So
if you haven't been vaccinated, you have to wear a mask.
So inside Oakmont Bakery, he can tell his employees if they've been vaccinated, if customers have been vaccinated, they don't have to wear masks.
Yes.
All right, and this, I just got this.
And I get that there's going to be,
right,
for a place like that, somebody walks in and you have to ask them, and I'm not telling you, it's none of your business, or, they'll give you that. And I get it. You don't want to necessarily get into a back and forth of an argument. I get all that this is not you know, there's not going to be law enforcement going around and, you know, having mask arrests and those type of things. But I think what you're going to see, and early on it is going to be contentious, confusing, whatever you want to say, but over time, a place like that that's got a number of employees, those employees of his that aren't vaccinated are going to have to, you know, he's going to probably require them to wear a mask, or he puts himself in some other legal or liability, you know, issue. So I think that's what the CDC is basically saying with their studies that they've been able to do and confirm with what they've done is if you are vaccinated and beyond the two-week period, you're safe and you're not going to spread. You can take off your mask.
Okay, so
but
hold on.
Those who go ahead.
Melinda Roeder, she just went into an Eaton Park. The manager insisted that Wolf is ordering masks for indoor dining until 70% are vaccinated. She claims she heard the governor say that on KDKA. That's not accurate, is it, sir?
My understanding is that what Raz just read to you is what the state is following the CDC guidelines. They made that a while back even. If they're going to reverse that, then there will probably be some sort of official confirmation from the Department of Health. I haven't seen that yet, that they're reversing that. So I get it. You know, you're going to have people, what about this? What about that? There's going to be these exceptions and all this type of thing. But the ultimate thing is, this is really good news when you think about it, regardless of the, you know, people might be trying to understand the ramifications, but the ramifications really are, if you're vaccinated, you are safe. You know, you've got the freedom. And that's why people are taking their kids that are now over the age of 12, they're taking their parents, et cetera. We're getting safer, and that's the important thing.
No, I get it. But it's also important to Eaton Park to know what the action. So I think someone, Eaton Park's under the impression that you got to wear a mask in indoor dining. You're saying you don't if you're vaccinated. Then you got the owner of a business like Sorreo who's got to try to prove that customers and or employees are vaccinated. There's really a difficult scenario here, sir. I'm not laying it on you, but there needs to be more clarity, I think.
It is, but again, you know, you're going to have the governor, to my understanding, has not come out and said we're reversing the CDC. So that may be somebody's interpretation, but I haven't heard anything from the state saying that they're reversing or not going along with what the CDC has said. So, you know, the CDC has been very, as far as I'm concerned, pretty clear.
But what's an Eaton Park guy supposed to do? What's Mark Sorreo supposed to do? Folks, if you've
follow
been vaccinated, you don't need a mask.
Yes.
Then can they get paperwork on that so they can show that to people from the health department?
From who?
From the health department. Your health department.
I don't know. I guess if they called and asked and did that, who are we supposed to understand? Are we supposed to send paperwork to every single 1.2 million people in Allegheny County?
Don't get defensive. How about an email that clarifies this? Because people are confused. Whether you want to hear that or not, they're really confused and they're frustrated as hell.
The CDC has put out the guidelines. The state is following the CDC, and the county is following the state and the CDC. No confusion.
Maybe not for you, but you give this that I got really successful business owners that are confused, and they're not idiots.
I'm not saying that they are. No, that's not my point. Right. But they're getting this information that has been put out by the federal government, the CDC, the state is following that, and the county's following that.
All right.
So that's, you know.
That's where we're at. Thanks, Fitz.
It's good news. So I know there's going to be a lot of conversation and confusion for a while, but I do think that the clarity will hopefully get better as time goes on.
All right, just so you know people where they're at. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks.
I'm glad he does it. I'm glad he appears. It's confusing as hell.